Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This was a rather interesting day to put together a show just because there's so much going on. And we have the State of the Union coming up. And remember, folks, Joe Biden is the most popular American ever. Perhaps the most popular human being ever. I don't believe there's ever been more clamor for a human being, certainly pre-election of 2020, than Joe Biden. I mean, I know the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Michael Jackson, Elvis. I mean, go back. I don't know who you would want to put in place of Joe Biden as far as just bringing out that, you know, that screaming teenage girl in people than Joe Biden. So I know this State of the Union will be what? The most watched ever? And it's going to be Joe Biden explaining how he became so popular, because we know his ideas are amazing. Well, look, you know the thing. And of course, this Chinese spy balloon thing is no big deal, right? We'll get more into that in just a bit. So what should we expect for the State of the Union? I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm so excited about the prospects of what Joe Biden's going to bring and what he's going to say to us. I mean, I'm going to get my rent paid. He's going to pay my rent. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. If you like a bit of sarcasm with your political perspective, well, you've come to the right place. Because you know what? I'm going to deliver the real truth. I don't care who likes it, doesn't like it. It's not partisan in any way. It's the truth. I've been critical of both sides of the aisle. And in, to be honest with you, I don't think there are two sides to the aisle. I think there's one. And sadly, the only people representing us are people like myself. People who say, look, I know that there are times when things hurt me, but if it's better for everybody in the country, I'm all for it. That's okay. Now, I know that's what most of you think, and that's why you're here. And I'm glad you're here. I'm going to pump you up. Listen now and believe me later. Anyway, here's the thing Joe Biden's going to try to convince you. Inflation doesn't exist. But you know what? If it does, suck it up. It isn't his fault.
If you want to ask me a question about the economy, but I'm not going to answer any question about anything else because you never will cover this.
Mr. President, why did you take any blame for inflation?
I'm taking blame for inflation? No.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty. That's why I don't.
Hey, man. I mean, what are you trying to ask me a stupid question, man? Come on, man. Who do you think you are, man? Welcome back. You know what's funny about this? Here you have Donald Trump, who built one of the most amazing economies. In fact, he built it twice. And you know what the Democrats did? In order to put Joe Biden in, and in order to make it look like the Democrats are, you know, they're over all the growth, they have to kill the economy. They literally tried to kill Trump's economy. So when Biden came in, they could talk about all the growth. Remember how much debt we took on? How much they made the deficit crazy big. And when Joe Biden lowered it by a trillion, and he should have lowered it by 1.7 trillion, they talk about how much he lowered the deficit, despite it being unbelievably higher than it had been. This is manipulation at the highest level, but that's what we're used to. When it comes to leftists, it's all smoke and mirrors. After killing more jobs than any president in history, that's what Joe Biden did. Even on the heels of Trump, after they get rid of him in a coup, because contrary to what you may hear, Joe Biden wasn't quite as popular as they claim. But then after getting rid of Trump, Joe Biden shut this economy down and crushed it so that they could pretend to build it back and say, oh, well, the momentum was, oh, this is what's going, you know, Trump was losing all these jobs and I was only following the momentum and I'm the one that made it swing up. You want to know the best thing that could have possibly happened to Joe Biden and the left? Running on 1 year of muscle memory of a Trump economy that was rebuilding after the Democrats, working with the Chinese, tried to shut down our economy. But he's going to brag about all those jobs he created, those dead jobs that he killed. He's going to brag about that. He's going to brag about bringing gas prices down from the highs that were set by his administration. He's going to tell you that America is united despite everything he's done to separate us. You know, we maggots, as they like to call us. He's going to say, no, 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 this nation will rise above it all. We have done it. I've done it. Look at all these things I've accomplished. And sadly, you're going to go, well, I don't feel it. And neither do most of the people that you know. They don't feel it. If you're making, I'm not even going to put a number out there, but I'll tell you this. If you're middle class, upper middle class in the Joe Biden economy, I will guarantee you, you're looking at your budget. You're noticing the price of things. And it's not anecdotal like, you know, I've noticed that the price of my eggs are a little higher. You're noticing things and you're making adjustments. Now, I'm not going to do compare and contrast because I know how you were living in the time of Trump. And even if you weren't necessarily doing better, I know this, you were optimistic because you could see the types of things that were happening and you could envision yourself getting out of whatever rut you may have been in. Can you envision that with Joe Biden? A guy who wants to bring on more IRS agents and with whom I'm having a personal relationship with right now. The tax man is saying, I know you're a conservative and I'm going to get you. Well, keep trying because we're going to work hard. Joe Biden's going to blame Donald Trump for any problems that we now face, all of which were created by his administration, from the leaving Afghanistan is a joke to this latest big fiasco that they're now trying to spin. And we're going to get to this much of this show today. But this Chinese spy balloon. And forget the balloon. Forget what you think about it. It's the underlying metaphor and the meaning behind it that we're going to pay attention to today. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm craving nostalgia these days. Don't know why. I mean, obviously, you reflect from time to time. And I was thinking about my grandmother the other day because Melissa sent me pictures of her. My grandmother took these one set of pictures where she's just a beautiful lady. Just such a beautiful lady. And I see my mom and my grandmother, and I see myself. And it's funny because other people look at your pictures and they go, oh boy, you're a spitting image of your mom. I used to think I looked like my dad. But no, you're a spitting image of your mom. And then I looked at my grandmother and I go, okay, I see where I look like her. I never thought about it that way because somebody else had to bring it up. But anyway, that was nostalgia. And the Love Boat theme song has been stuck in my head. The Love Boat soon will be sailing for everyone, you know. And the reason why, This is stuck in my head. When it would come on, I would belt it out like I was Engelbert Humperdinck. My grandparents would just crack up. But I could do it. I would get in this real gutter. The Love Boat. I can't do it today because I'm still sick, but it was funny. And it just made me reflect back on this innocence that I had growing up that I so wish I could get back, because I'm telling you, folks, I'm looking at the political situation and being as close to it as I am, because I mean, no offense, but I'm actually closer to it than my audience, you know, talking to pretty powerful people, and, you know, give or take every other week or so, and being in the political mainstream and, of course, having to keep up with it more than most because this is my job. But wow, I reflect back on it because it was the days of innocence. And I think, look, I'm not trying to get us to go back and try to remember things in this way, because you got to grow up and you got to understand where things are. But I got to tell you, there are days I reflect back and I see these old shows, Columbo and Dragnet and whatever. And it takes me back to this time when I remembered the FBI and went, I should respect them. You know, when I remembered that police, I don't have any issue with police, but, you know, it just, like I said, it was a time when I just felt differently about the world. And I bet many of you feel the same. We're going to talk about this balloon a lot more, but I want to get into some of Biden's polling. And look, nothing's changed. This is what I was thinking about coming into this segment during the break, is what if they told us the truth about Joe Biden? What if we got the truth? What if we got up in the morning and they say, you know what? Joe Biden yet again screwed up. There's this thing with the Chinese reflects so poorly on him as a leader. It's probably tied to all the things that we can connect to with Hunter and his laptop and Joe and, you know, his family's dealings and all this. What if they just told us the truth? How bad would that be for the Democrats? Now, you already know the answer. It would be horrible. They couldn't come back from that. And that's why it is a constant barrage of lies. And when they're not lying, they're deflecting. Listen to this. This is Jean-Pierre being asked a simple question. He said, why did Joe Biden call Hamlin's family when he fell out on the football field? And he called Tyree Nichols' family when he was beaten by the cops. But he didn't call this chief of police or whatever who got shot, taken away from his family. He didn't call him. And listen to this tortured explanation by Joe Biden's press secretary.
So in addition to Nichols' funeral, for example, we saw the president call the parents of Damar Hamlin, an injured NFL player. I checked the White House website just before coming into the briefing room today, and I see no indication that the chief executive has at any time reached out to the family of Justin McIntyre, who was the police chief in Brackenridge, Pennsylvania, who was shot to death in the line of duty, a father of four. Why not?
So I'll say this. Mm-hmm. If you look at this president, okay, who has been a senator for 36 years, okay, who has been a vice president for 8 years,
okay,
and who has been clearly, finished up his, is finishing up his tenure in a 4-year presidency thus far, you know Joe Biden, you know that he feels the pain of many families who have lost loved ones, because he knows what that means. You've named one family in particular. I understand why you're naming that family in particular.
Why is that?
But there's been many families that he has called to offer up his condolences
and, what are those,
and offer up his help and assistance in any way.
Uh-huh.
We do not read out all of those conversations.
Yeah,
but if you know Joe Biden, and if you've been around Joe Biden, you know that this is something that the president does in a way many politicians, at least that I have worked for, are not doing. And the president will always be committed and always be
he's committed.
Open to talking to families who are hurting, who are going through a tough time, especially of a lost loved one.
Yeah.
And I
Except
think the two
one.
That you
it's
just
the
made
one you're
were just
about.
Very public. They were two incredibly public situations where the president was able to reach out in a way that that people knew about, right? That people were able to see how the president uses what he does so well, his understanding, his compassion for others.
Compassion.
So I would not, again, you named one family. The president has been clearly in the world of politics for a long time, and he has had many, many conversations with families.
He just didn't pick this one. He just didn't pick this family. Yeah, an officer who gets killed in the line of duty has got four kids. Got no need for them, but if a cop beats a black dude, well then, yeah, I got to make that phone call. It's pretty obvious. He uses situations. There's been some public ones, but he does many private ones. Yeah. Well, what are they? Can we get a record of it? Mr. Transparency? Let me go back to this. So they've got some polling here. And they say, one out of four Americans say their financial situation has gotten worse since Biden took office. I'm sorry, did I say four out of ten? I hope I did. Four out of ten Americans. So, and this is a poll dating back 37 years. 41% of polls said they are financially worse off now than they were, which is the most, they say, since they started taking the poll question in 1986. 16% said that they were better off. The same poll said roughly 6 in 10 self-described Democratic adults do not want Joe Biden to run for president again. By the way, let me go back to these numbers. Donald Trump, during the same period, 13% said things had gotten worse. 25% said things were better under Trump. Just to put the numbers in perspective. And this was with Trump derangement syndrome. Hang in there, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. The death count's now more than 6,300 from yesterday's huge earthquake and what are now more than 300 aftershocks in Turkey and Syria. The economy is certainly on President Biden's agenda in tonight's State of the Union address. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell sharing thoughts about the Fed's efforts to bring down inflation.
If the data were to continue to come in stronger than we expect, and we were to conclude that we needed to raise rates more than is priced into the markets or than we wrote down at our last group of forecasts in December, then we would certainly do that.
Powell says inflation is coming down, but probably won't hit the Fed's 2% target until next year. BP says it made $28 billion in profits last year, more than double its 2021 profits. Somebody in the state of Washington scored last night's Powerball drawing, the winning ticket worth $750 million. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to tell you something, folks. It's only going to get worse. I don't mean it in the sense of what we believe and things like that. Truth is always going to win in the end, but the question is, who's going to be able to discern it? This artificial intelligence stuff is crazy. I mean, you think you can't determine the truth from the lie today. And we go the extra mile to do it. The minions won't know anything. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Elon Musk has been sounding the alarm bell, but we've got a government that's gone rogue. And I'm telling you, this is it's the world that our kids are going to inherit is going to be so dramatically different from what we know. If we were to wake up 20, 30 years from now, we won't recognize it. I'm being honest with you, and it doesn't mean I'm giving up or anything like that. I'm not at all. I'm just telling you, something's got to change. Something's got to give. We've got to get, and I know what a lot of people out there are already saying. Kevin, it's God. We need God. We always need God. There's no question about that. Everything that when you hear my voice, everything that I talk about is driven by the understanding that it is all God's plan, that we must function in that world. You can't, I mean, I honestly don't understand how anybody can conceptually look at life and not understand that there is something driving this that is so much bigger and more powerful than us. And for us to try to understand it is just, it's insanity. Because you keep going back to, well, what started that? Well, who invented God and who invented this? Who invented God? You know, that's how big this concept is. But so I'm never giving up. But I'm telling you, the world that we know, it is going to go through changes. And these are tests that, I mean, let me put it this way. When you get to the point where you can make something look like identically to another person. In other words, you could gather my essence because you could take all my radio shows, you could take all my pictures, and you could create a Kevin Jackson that and make people believe that that person exists while I'm living in an alternate universe. That is as close to God as it gets. I mean, you want to talk about playing God, and I don't know if this is true. I have to talk with my brother, who's a theologian, but the idea is, and this is, you know, I believe this to in a common sense kind of a way,
that the closer man believes that he can emulate God is when God goes, okay, so I've had my fun with you because you've gotten too cocky. It's like playing with the weather. Yeah, I get you want to seed the weather and get some rain over your crops, but nature needs to do what it do, as we say in the vernacular. And I think that every time we try to play God, that's when God goes, Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We were talking about Biden polling, and this report says that Donald Trump would get 48% of the vote, Biden would get 44% if they had an election today. They said if it were broken down by registered voters, Trump would get 48% and Biden would get 45%. His approval rating steadily declined throughout most of 2022 amid record high inflation, with several polls leading up to the midterms indicating that voters trusted Republicans more when it came to handling the economy and inflation. And yet, we didn't get the so-called red wave, and we all know why that happened. But now, let's move on further. And by the way, we're going to get into the balloon and some other stuff, and then I'm going to let you guys know in future shows we're going to be talking about this Thai princess who died. Well, she didn't die. She's in a coma from getting her booster shot. Because I have to remind people that Joe Biden called Damar Hamlin because he fell out during a football game. That was related to COVID. And then he called Tyre Nichols because that was related to police brutality. They pick and choose the things they want to set their fake news narratives on. And so I'm going to debunk them every time I get the chance. Let's go back to this. So this poll says, a majority of Democrats now think one term is plenty for Joe Biden, despite his insistence that he plans to seek re-election in 2024. This is a new poll from Associated Press-NORC, Center for Public Affairs Research, that showed that only 37% of Democrats want Biden to seek a second term, down from 52% in weeks before last year's midterm elections. So Joe Biden is losing his own party. And for the record, he's never had them. The guy who's more popular than Elvis in his prime, the Beatles in their prime, the Rolling Stones in their prime, Michael Jackson in his heyday, and I could go on, has never had Democrats that were like, just fawning over him. And I can give you numbers that blow away any of the things that they want to say about him, but I don't need to do that because you know this. You know it in your soul. Since when has a rich, old, white, pathological liar like Joe Biden ever been the most popular dude on the planet? Never. It would be like running George Soros. Anyway, they say while Biden has trumpeted his legislative victories and ability to govern, the polls suggest relatively few adults give him high marks on either. They say that his 80-year-old age is a liability. Duh! Look, I love old people. I absolutely do. And I rely on many of them for their advice. I have many friends that are in their 80s and late 70s. Good friends. But you know how good they are in terms of, in other words, when they're lucid and they're with me and we're having a good time, they're good. But you know what I deal with most of the time? They're down. They're not, they're sick. Kevin, it's Mike, how you doing? I'm sick. Just wanted to give a quick call and answer your question. It's just a fact. They're sick. Or they're, debilitated. And I'm telling you, they're sound mind and body for the most part. But I've been with my friends that are in their 70s and 80s. And you know what? They will tell me the same story, and I dismiss it. And I don't play it up because I don't want to, I know they're having slight bouts of dementia, but it isn't bad. They'll repeat a story that they told me 6 months ago, a year ago, and I've done it. But there are times where you go, come on, Mike, you told me that story, right? You've told me that story five times.
have a friend, his wife is going through dementia, and he'll tell me three or four times, you know, well, she's going through dementia. I'm like, yeah, you've told me, which lends me to believe you may have a little bit yourself, but he's functional. My point is this. I love my friends to death, but I wouldn't want them as president. Not one of them. In their prime, yes. In their prime, there's not one of them I wouldn't want as president. They are amazing men. You should hear their stories. But that ship has sailed. And most people at this age are looking to do something completely different. Joe Biden knows the fix is in. This is the only way he remains relevant is in this big cheat atmosphere that we currently have. Anyway, people go on, they say, people are focused on his coughing, his gait, his gaffes, and the possibility that the world's most stressful job would be better suited for someone younger. Yeah, one lady said this, I honestly think that he would be too old. She works in Raleigh, North Carolina. She says, we could use someone younger in office. But they finished by saying, he has a chance to confront fundamental doubts in his State of the Union address about his competence to govern. Biden has previously leaned on his record to say that he's more than up to task. When asked if he could handle the office's responsibilities at his age, Biden often responds as if he's accepted the dare, watch me. Who does this guy think he is? James Brown?
1, 2, 3, hit it!
Okay, here we go. So, here's what's interesting about Joe Biden.
Watch me!
Oh.
Watch me!
Watch me!
I got it!
You guys are good. This is why you have producers.
Hey.
Come on, let's all jam a little bit together for a little bit.
I got something.
Tell him, James.
Tell me what it's all about.
So does Biden. So does Joe Biden.
Super bad.
He's super bad. Come on, James, you got it.
I got soul.
Yeah, this 80-year-old man wants to tell us that he can run again in the State of the Union address. He's going to try to convince us that he has been absolutely miraculous and we should all be thanking him for what he's done for this country. Meanwhile, if we had a Justice Department, he would have been impeached. How many times would Joe Biden have been impeached if he were Donald Trump? Ask yourself that. Be honest. How many times do you think he would have been impeached under the standards in which they held Donald Trump? We'll be right back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We saw new standards, we set new standards, we slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the meeting we had in Europe.
Oh, is it? Yeah, I remember that. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was the smooth, demented stylings of Joe Biden, the guy that the Democrats... I want you to understand... They know exactly what they're dealing with this guy. They know exactly what they're dealing with his family and all the criminal activity that the Biden family's involved in and that they are also complicit in.
and they are behind him. They stand firmly behind him. And we, on the other hand, find some dirt on Trump. I dare you. Find dirt on him. This is the most investigated dude in the history of politics. And you know what we do? We abandon him. And then we wonder, how do we lose? Kevin, please explain to me, how do we lose? I don't understand. I mean, God, we have everything in our favor. And Kevin, please explain. I'm telling you how you lose. Okay, maybe I'm being a little bit too Valley Girl for you, but I think you get the point. If you don't back your horses, man, how do you expect to win? The most powerful voices in the conservative movement get squelched, while others get illuminated. Oh, I want to hear, I'm not even going to mention names, but oh, I want to see so-and-so, so she's amazing, he's amazing. And you go to their events and you go, what's so amazing? No offense, but I'm a professional. I've been doing this a long time. And I'm going, this is who you want to put? These are where you want to put your precious eggs these days? In that basket, that's going to be your cheerleader. That's going to be the Pied Piper. Versus, and I'm not comparing myself to anybody, I'm just going to tell you this. The guy who left Fox News because he said, I don't need your stinking job if it means I have to lie about who I am. Not going to take it. I'll point out Bongino. Bongino said, I'm not getting the jab. And then when they said, when Cumulus told him, you'll get the jab or you'll lose your show, he gets the jab. He literally goes on TV, I'm not getting it. I'm Mr. Tough Guy. And then he gets it. I will tell you this. I'm not getting it. I said it from the beginning. It wouldn't matter what job I had. I would have left it. You want to know why? Because I'm better than that job. It's like I'm better than Fox News. Am I financially better off? No. Am I better off as a human being? Absolutely. Wouldn't change a thing. When people want to test, go ahead. Put your test out there. Let's see who's willing to go the distance. Which of these conservatives do you think really are ready to go to bat for you? Are they really ready to give up their fortunes, or are they just about making their fortunes? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. We're going to play some more clips of Joe Biden being Joe Biden. And then we're going to get, the next hour, we're going to get into this balloon thing. Because it is ballooning. The story's ballooning up. Many people are now finally recognizing this for what it is. And they're asking the obvious questions like, we saw this a ways off. It isn't like we don't have the best technology to know what's entering our airspace. And they hold Biden to task, and this is good. Because when they finally are forced to bring him down, and we have to be ready, folks, I'm telling you, you've got to be ready to pounce. When they're finally ready to bring him down, we've got to be ready to jump on him like it's a pile-on. Here's a couple more clips. Just something as reminders, and just for the record, folks, there are tons more. You're going to go, Kevin, you didn't do this one, and you didn't do that one, and you didn't play this one. You're right. I looked for some of them. We didn't have them all, but here's a few.
Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
That, folks, was Joe Biden forgetting the name of the Australian Prime Minister. Yeah, he tries to play it off like, hey, you know, we're just a bunch of guys. Think, you know, that guy down there, you know, hey, yeah, we're so familiar with each other, I've forgotten his name. You're not fooling anybody. Here he is when he's talking about Romney.
As you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against a senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay?
Now, keep in mind, folks, this is a few years back. This is when Biden was even more lucid. This isn't recent stuff. I know we've got some of the recent stuff. We'll play a few of those too. But, I mean, this is just, it's exciting to me because we've been talking about this for quite some time. And, you know, again, I don't want to belabor this because I really don't find it to be that interesting. But what's most interesting about it to me is that the Democrats tolerate it. That's what's most interesting, because if Trump or any other Republican were going through this, there'd be an outcry. I'd be on here going, look, guys, I know we like this guy. I know we like our guy. But
We got to admit, he's not in a position to lead. It's like I told you about my buddies. I love my, you know, septuagenarian, octogenarian friends. I love these guys. We are like brothers. I'm telling you. But I will tell you this. I see the degradation. I see, and I'm glad it's minuscule. I'm glad we get together and we have a great time. And, you know, and we can still, you know, have some fellowship. But I will tell you this. I see the degradation in their lives, and it saddens me, but it isn't so bad that I have to go, oh, but would I want them running a company or doing, you know, operating heavy equipment every single day and having my life depend? No. I wouldn't, I mean, as much as these guys are good friends, I wouldn't want to say my first phone call is going to be to one of these guys because Lord knows they may go, oh, Kevin, it may be at a bad moment. So we got to understand that if we're going to run things right, there's a time when a transition needs to occur. And for the record, I'm not telling you that I want to transition from Biden to Kamala Harris, but because we need sanity as well. But certainly age is an issue, and Joe Biden is far beyond his expiration date. Here he is where he forgets his proposal.
Lonnie knows I believe this every fiber of my being. We're opposed. What I propose is it can be done. I think we're in a position to really make it happen. And my team and your team are already working closely together to light up the path forward here. Critical laws like the PRO Act to strengthen collective bargaining. On politics like prevailing and... I'm taking too much time, but...
Yeah, that's it. He's taking too much time. I mean, yeah... It isn't that I've forgotten. Yeah. And it's funny, you watch Biden, the quick pivots. Yeah, I'll give him that. He's got a quick pivot. When he forgets something, like, you know, I mean, that guy, you know, my fella there, yeah, and my buddy. Yeah, he's a good guy, that one. We've all done it, right? You've met somebody. They just gave you the guy's name or the girl's name. And you know, hi, this is Susan. Kevin meets. Hey, it's nice to meet you. And then literally moments later, you're like, can't remember. Yeah, her. You. And you start using all the words like dude and guy and, you know, that one there. I'm laughing because I do it so often. I can remember your face, but I have my little things I do to remember your name. So, look, it happens to all of us, but look, at this level, you're supposed to remember. You got handlers, you got an earpiece in. Biden has people doing everything for him, and he can't remember stuff. And that's the least of my worries about Joe Biden is his ability to remember, by the way. My worries about Joe Biden is just when he acts, when he is remembering what he does. It's almost like they turn him on, they get him ready, they go, okay, now you're ready to go, go. And then he goes, okay, I got to go implement all this crazy stuff that these people have told me to do. And he does it. You know, but nothing we want. So State of the Union, huh? What are you guys expecting? Here we got one more clip. This is Joe Biden. I think he forgets Obama's name. Now, this is a dude you've been with for a long time, and you forget his name.
Because they invaded another country and annexed a significant portion of it called Crimea. He's saying that it was President Biden's loss. It's his fault.
Not one of Joe's best segues. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Look, I'm just highlighting what is pretty much been talked about by a lot of people and being bantied about in all the circles. And I've already predicted that Joe Biden won't be their guy. And they're going to have to get him to back out of this. And I think Joe Biden is drunk with power in a delusional, demented way. And that's going to pose a very serious problem for the Democrats going forward. Balloon Talk coming up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.